listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we've been buzzing all morning about the news of Tom Brady's retirement today. But we're going to go to Boston. Katie McInerney joins us, Boston Globe sports editor, who wrote a great timeline on Brady and the legacy that he has in New England. Of course, we've been talking about it all in the big picture, but to get right to the source of where it all began. Katie, thank you for joining us this morning again on our Progressive Guest Line. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
It's hard to ask the initial question of what he means to a region that specializes in immortalizing its sports heroes. So I will just ask it that way. In a land where the sports heroes of that area even go further out than just New England, what does he mean to the people of Boston and New England?
That is such a hard question to answer. I think that, especially for this current generation, people of my age in our 30s, he is all that we think of when we think of the GOAT. And that's not a knock to a Bill Russell or a Ted Williams or a Bobby Orr. It's just that his unprecedented success in this moment when the NFL has been bigger than it ever has been before, I think just puts him on a different type of pedestal. And I think that was why last year when he retired for the first time, everyone was a little stung in the way that he did it because he didn't mention the Patriots in his lengthy goodbye notes. Now, of course, he did a lot of that in 2020 when he decided to join the Bucs. But now that it seems like it's for real this time, I do think that the fans who might have turned away, who might have looked at him as a little bit of a, I don't want to say a traitor, but a person who, you know, could have just retired alongside Belichick or, you know, in New England. I think they look back at it a little more fondly now. I think we're going to prepare for things like the statue outside of Gillette Stadium. And, I'm curious, is he going to try to retire as a Patriot? I'm sure there's going to be ceremonies this upcoming season. And I think it's going to be all really good feelings for fans up here now that it seems like it's real this time.
Yeah, let's go back because, again, we have a tendency to sort of, again, time heals a lot of wounds. But how messy was it at the time that people were wondering, and it was almost on a daily basis, is he going to break this up? Is he going to leave? Is he going to go somewhere else? That must have been a harrowing time for the organization and the fan base. How messy was it back then?
Oh, geez. We had a countdown clock on our website to free agency that year in 2020. And don't forget, it was like a week into the pandemic. So no one knew it was happening at all. I think that it was just stunning because this is a guy who always said the right things when it came to talking about the fans, about the franchise, about the coach and the ownership. And it just seems like it was really, really genuine. And so I think it was really stunning for fans up here who he was our guy. He was the one who stuck with the team, through thick and thin. They got through Deflategate together. They happened to win 6 Super Bowls along the way. And I think that it was just a little bit like, how could you do this to us? But there was such a large group of people who also acknowledged, hey, this man has done something for this region, for this franchise, which was, nothing before he got there, before him and Belichick teamed up. I think there was a lot of appreciation, but it did sting a little bit, especially because you think about that 2019 Super Bowl where they beat the Rams. Wouldn't have that been a great moment to go out on top? You've done things that no one else has done before, and they're really hard to replicate. But that's the other part about Brady is that the one thing that's been so consistent with him is his competitive nature. And so with the benefit of hindsight, it's hardly surprising that he did leave. And man, was it quite a story when he went and he won right away. I think that as we sort of move forward, it's clear to see that, at a certain point, it's just really hard to do these things again and again and again. As you get older, as it gets more difficult to prepare each week, and, as you can't control the team that's around you, and that was one of the things that was really difficult for the Bucs this year. So he couldn't go out on top with another Super Bowl win,
Yeah, Katie, the timeline that you guys have at the Globe of his career is really remarkable because it reminded me of a couple of, moments especially. But one of the things that has been kind of talked is that ultimate butterfly effect question, right? Is Brady the starter if the Raiders recover the fumble and it's a fumble in that playoff game? What has been the feeling of that? Brady admitted in a documentary, Bledsoe probably is the starter. But if you get some information and process it later, what's the general feeling of what would have happened if the tuck rule is not the tuck rule?
Oh, geez, that's hard to say. I think that, I would have changed the course of the Patriots' legacy and what happened next, because
right.
then you're back to those same things. We dealt with it here in New England this year, where Mac Jones got hurt, Bailey Zappe stepped in, we started writing stories. Is this the next Brady Bledsoe situation? you know, is Mac Jones going to get Wally pipped here? I think
nice reference. Fans, I love that reference, by the way. That's always good.
it's one of my favorites. I mean, that's one of the things we always do, right, in media and radio, or we're just like, what's next? Is this the next big thing? It's hard to say and to go back with that sort of, you know, that sort of history and look at it. But at the same time, I think you have to think about Brady's incredible physical skills and his decision making. And you have to think that a guy who could go from being drafted in sixth round to starting and winning a Super Bowl in his first, you know, pretty much full season as a starter is just, you know, one of those guys that you have to think you could have probably won or at least succeeded a great deal perhaps anywhere he went. It was just that with a combination of Belichick's coaching skills and Brady's skills on the field, it was sort of that perfect recipe to do something that will be so difficult for any team to replicate.
You talked about what he did for the franchise, and you know, I've always tried to figure Boston out. I know how much they live and die with the Red Sox. It's one of the great baseball towns in America. I of course remember the Celtics of the 80s and how important that is. But as far as football went, you're right. It wasn't an organization. There was a time where people thought the team would move to St. Louis. They didn't have an owner.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what was going on. It was it wasn't a high selling merchandised organization because it didn't win. But now it's not only a football town, but the Patriots are one of the premier franchises in all the sports. Forget NFL. One of the top franchises.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just something that I think the Patriots sort of created that expectation of excellence here in New England that's really, really hard. I mean, if you take a look at the Red Sox, you know, they won a World Series in 2018, and then they've got, you know, last year is sort of a disaster for them, and people are calling for folks to get fired and do all of that. And it's just the fact that, like, now the Patriots have sort of made it so that, you know, winning is the only goal here. It always is, but it's really hard to do that, and it's so hard to do it in the NFL, too, and I think that's one of the most underrated things of the Patriots dynasty, even though we do talk about it all the time. It's still so difficult to do where you can win that consistently and be able to compete. I mean, he got quite lucky with injuries. Obviously, he only missed a part of that one season when he tore his ACL. They obviously had the suspension with Deflategate, but they came back strong that year. I mean, these are things that are really, really difficult for teams to do, and I think that we sort of see that in the NFL now, where there are so many talented young quarterbacks, but they just don't have the sort of, you know, the resilience of Brady. I was just checking his stats again today. He has started every single game that he's been healthy for the past, like, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, that is just such an incredible, incredible thing to do.
It is remarkable. I've done that same research where I've wondered how much, when we love a backup for New England, I say, well, how much evidence do you have on it? They don't play very much.
Right. Right?
There's not like a huge resume here to go by if you end up with a backup quarterback for the Patriots behind Tom Brady. Katie, great stuff.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for being part of this very, very busy day. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Nice talking to you.
Love it. Katie McInerney, again, Boston Globe's deputy sports editor. And again, a busy day for not only them, but for people around the NFL with the news of Tom Brady and his retirement. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers. By the way, I love her Wally Pipp reference. I use the Wally Pipp reference all the time. When I first started doing shows on my own, and when I would get sick, I would come in and my boss would go like, you should go home. You're sick. We'll find somebody to do your show. And I'm like, no, I don't want to get Wally Pipped because I'm not going to have somebody be the Lou Gehrig to my Wally Pipp. I'm not going to go, oh, well, he used to be the first baseman of the Yankees, but not anymore. Good reference. But I grew up in New Hampshire. I am a Steelers fan because they won in the 70s. That's it. There's no other way around it. My brother is a Cowboys fan because they won in the 70s. We didn't live in Pittsburgh. We didn't grow up in Dallas. We just picked two winning teams in the 70s, and we stuck with them. So God bless us. There's one lesson we learned from our father. You stay with your team. We stayed with our teams through ups and downs. But I think if New England was good, I think if the Patriots were good, I think we might have leaned in that direction. They weren't good. And they weren't good for a while. They'd go to the Super Bowl. They had that run where they lost to the Bears, but they did beat the Dolphins.
Yep.
They'd pop up every now and then. Doug Flutie was on the team, and that was kind of a hometown hero in the late 80s.
By that same token, though, is there a kid somewhere in Nevada that's a Patriots fan?
Yes, there are.
Or
a kid
someplace else. You know, or maybe they're supposed to be Arizona Cardinals fans because they weren't that good.
That's a great point.
Are they Patriot fans?
That's my point. I think that's a great way to put that. I think you're seeing that now, where you can go to different pockets of the country, find a young person, who is your favorite team, and they go, the Patriots. Because their whole life, the Patriots were good. Their whole life, the Patriots had this guy. Until recently. But for most of their life, this guy was always on their TV, always in Super Bowls, always in the game.